hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and our righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest phrase, but wholly trust in Jesus. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and our righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest phrase, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. Christ alone, cornerstone. Darkness seems to hide his face. I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within. Oh!
It's never enough. It's never enough. All you do is give, all you give is love. No matter what I take, it's still never enough for me. God, why can't I see that it's you who is holding me? Jesus, how can I breathe without the depth of your soul filling me? Your passion is what keeps me whole. Holy Spirit, unfold. This air I breathe, these words I sing, is how I feel the hope that you've given me. I give you all of who I am. God, why do I doubt the holy love that you pour out? Jesus, can you lead me to the humbleness that is in you? Your love is fire, your heart is gold, your passion is what keeps me whole. Holy Spirit, unfold. This air I breathe, these words I sing, is how I feel the hope that you've given me. I know, but I'll give you hope, I'll give you hope. The darkness scares you, I'll be right there for you every time, 'cause I'm the way, the truth, and the life. The truth and the life. Oh, nothing is more than you. I am safe in you, Lord, it's true. When this world brings you down, just remember how I'm always holding and molding you into something beautiful. Passion is what keeps me whole. Holy Spirit, unfold. saves me from the grave. He watches over me. Oh, he saved. He saved me from.
But the blood covenant, week 5, and we've talked and discussed about the blood. The blood, bereath, that word covenant is a word that means when Jesus, when he was pierced, that blood flowed from his body. It flowed from his head, the crown of thorns. It flowed from his back. Every blood, all that blood that was flowing from his body was speaking to us. It was speaking life to us. Innocent. Jesus was innocent. It was innocent blood. But it was God's blood. It was His Son's blood. There is no sin. There is no darkness in God. There was no evil. There was no sickness, no sin in Jesus. But He had to become sin so that we could become righteous. And He paid that ultimate price and cut that covenant so that we could be cut loose from the chains of sin. And he paid that price totally. There's nothing you can do, nothing I can do, that we can ever do to satisfy that price that He paid. All we do as a church, as a believer, to say thank you every day from that grace, from that sacrifice. Thank you, Jesus, for the benefits we have through this covenant. And if we don't say thank you, if we don't hear the good news and hear about the good things, we are entitled not to receive them because we have to speak what we believe. Faith speaks. Faith is a substance of things hoped for, God's promises, the evidence of things not seen. Dallas, you might have to, is the monitor on? You might have to kill the monitor. If it's all, there you go. Faith is your part, my part. Grace is God's part. That this covenant, God cut. He did it. Him and Jesus. They determined to do this before we were even spoken into the earth. The Lamb was slain before the foundations of this world. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit came in agreement that Jesus would be the sacrifice. He would be that Lamb. Before He even had flesh and blood, there was a covenant between those three. And as I step into this week, we're going to be talking about the first topic is the exchange of names. Exchanging of names. If you're married, there came a time to when you got married, Sherry used to be a Hager. Some of her still is a Hager. But for her to come into covenant with me, the man, when Christ set the church up, the husband, he is the head of the home. So he is the greater of the covenant. So see, she had to receive my name instead of me receiving her name, because that's the way God set it up. The woman is the weaker vessel. The man, the head, I'm the head of the house. Ruthie's laughing at that. She don't think that's right. She's kind of smiling at that. Your mama can't, you better not turn around. I ain't saying mama don't have a voice. Sometimes the head of the house needs to help keep mama in line too sometimes, right? But then vice versa. Mama's got to keep daddy in line. We work this thing together.
Amen.
We are built differently. We are not built the same. Amen. And that's good. Strength and weaknesses. So exchanging of names, that's what we do in a marriage covenant. The woman receives the husband's last name. Now she retains her maiden name. This symbolizes that the two are no longer two individuals, but they are now one. In covenant with each other, with God right in the middle, He's in the way. Let God get in your way. Amen? Sometimes people get in your way. Let them get out of the way, but let God get in your way. Because if God gets in your way, you're going to have a good day. Amen? A good life. There was a movie. I'm going back to some old ones now. Gosh, I think of My Three Sons. Remember those movies? Even Leave It to Beaver. There were some good old days. Daddy, they showed Daddy as being the head of the home. They prayed together around the table. Daddy came home. He was working. Mom was at home. But it was just the way God, it was a good example of morality in this world, in those movies. We do not operate apart from covenant with God. And God does not operate away from covenant with us. See, He can't bless something that He hasn't promised. He can't bless no curse. Amen? Man and woman, that's marriage. That's what God has blessed. He cannot bless any other union other than that between a man and a woman. That's marriage. That's covenant. That's God's way. That's the right way. Amen? He does not operate apart from His covenant with us. Let's look over in the book of John. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. If you need a Bible, we have a Bible right there in the pew. This is your roadmap on your journey. It's your basic instructions before leaving earth. The Bible, the B-I-B-L-E. John chapter 14. John 14, verse 13. Talking about exchange of names. Jesus said, this is the way you get your prayers answered. Whatever you ask in My name, this is Jesus talking, that will I do, that the Father, not you, I'm not going to be glorified, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. We have the name of Christ. And when I ask anything in that name, I pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. God glorifies Jesus in me by answering that prayer. If we get that out of balance, we think we don't have our prayers are not answered. No, that's the way God set it up. If it's His will, if it's His word, it's His will, and you can count on it. Amen? This is His New Testament. This is His will for us. His will for us is good, that we may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So as you prosper here on the earth, He wants you to be healthy. Amen. That's His will. If that's not happening in your life, Father, I thank You in the name of Jesus that You have blessed me. I have partaken of Your communion this morning, and I receive healing, and I walk in divine health. That's what you confess in the way, in that covenant. This is what we are saying because Jesus, the blood flowed, and that's where I am walking, and that's what I'm confessing, and that's who I am. Because the greater has taken on the lesser. Jesus stood in the way, became the way, made the way, is the way, so that I can come that way. Amen. Hallelujah. Let Him get in your way. Jesus, get in my way. When that accident was getting ready to happen, Jesus got in your way. He got right in between that transfer truck, that bicycle. Because He's God. He's God Almighty. He's got angels that He commands to go do this and do that. Man, if we could see the spirit realm, you think New York City's busy. If we could get a picture of the spirit realm and all the angels and demonic forces that God is, He's an orchestra. Given, you know, as our word and our faith in the covenant is speaking. Now, don't think God's tired. I'm just saying, I'm giving you just a small example. I'm trying to relate a finite brain to an infinite God. And He's got it all working just right. As long as we're in covenant with Him, saying what He says, we can be in harmony. Shannon knows what harmony is. She was playing in harmony up here. She was singing, and it was harmonizing with what she was playing, and we was being blessed by it. Amen? If we are in harmony with God, we are being blessed. We're receiving His very life. Amen? There was times when Jesus was saying what God said, and they wanted to kill Him. They wanted to throw Him off a cliff. But it wasn't His time, and He just disappeared. He walked right through the crowd. Either their eyes were shut where they couldn't see Him, or just like Dallas, they throw a pass to Him and they can't see Him. He just disappears, and he's done scored a touchdown. It's the anointing of God. He can do that. I still trust Him. He anointed Elijah, outran a chariot, the king's chariot, by foot, on foot, and it was raining. The ground was muddy. I've worked in boots. You know, on houses in construction, and when it gets muddy out there, you start sinking. Not Elijah. Jesus walked on the water. Elijah walked on the mud. He ran on the mud, on top of the mud. He didn't sink in the mud because the anointing of God was upon Him. Amen? That anointing will kick in. Hallelujah. We have been given the name of Jesus. That's what Jesus was saying right there in John 14:13. But there's some other names that you've heard, and I'm going to release this morning. So whichever one you need, jump on it. Amen. If you need all of them, take all of them. Jehovah Jireh. Who is He, Vicki? He's my provider. Do the slide. He's my provider. What do you need? Jehovah Jireh. I am your provider. You need a guitar. You need doors of opportunity opened up. You need good grades in school. You're like, why are you picking on the front row up here? Closer you get to be used as parables, examples. God says, I am your Jehovah Jireh. I am your provider. He's your Jehovah Rapha. Who's that, Tammy? He's my healer. Exodus 15:26. Genesis, Exodus, second book of the Bible. Exodus 15. I don't want to just say it. I want you to see it. It's in the Word. If I saw it, that ain't. As much God says, when you see something, that ain't faith. You don't need faith for that anymore once you see it. You need faith before you see it. Amen? Exodus 15:26, and said, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in His sight, give ear to His commandments and keep all His statutes, I will put none of these diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians. For I am the Lord who heals you. Amen. He is your healer. He's your Jehovah Rapha. He is our healer. Isaiah 59:19. Go halfway in your Bible to Isaiah. One of the major prophets here. Isaiah chapter 59. Verse 19. Talking about the exchange of names. All these names are in Jesus. You ever had a nickname? Anybody called you a nickname? Got any nicknames you want to share? Some of them ain't good, though. Some of them are bad nicknames. Jesus, you can say we had some nicknames. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, my healer. Well, in Isaiah 59:19, Isaiah saw him. It says, "So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun, when the enemy comes in like a flood, comma, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him." That word is Jehovah Nissi, my banner. When the enemy comes in like a flood, when the Mooresville High School football team hits the field, they come in to South Ireland the other night. South Ireland came in, the enemy that was out there. That used to be my school. That was my alma mater. Mooresville came in, and their banner, they had a big banner out there. And they came through that banner. They raised that banner high because they got confidence in who they are and who their coach has told them who they are. They are what God has said. You can do all things through Christ who can strengthen you, who has strengthened you. They raised that banner high. The enemy came in, but like a flood, Jesus, God, raises up that banner. He is our Jehovah Nissi. When the enemy comes in, raise up your banner. Get two of them up and raise up your banner. Raise up your hands and say, "Jehovah Nissi, you are my banner, God. You are my righteousness." Raise up that banner. That's Jehovah Nissi. Another name, 1 Corinthians in the New Testament. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. I like to call this was the great exchange, what Jesus done for us. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30. "But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. He is your Jehovah Makedesh, the Lord our holiness. Because he has made you righteousness. He has made you sanctification. He has redeemed us." All that entitles the Lord our, he is our holiness. Jehovah Makedesh. And you don't have to turn here on this one, but Isaiah 26:3, we have been given the name Jehovah Shalom, the God our peace. We have peace with God. Peace with Almighty God. And when Jesus came and the shepherds came, they were looking for this child that was born. He was the Prince of Peace. He was bringing peace back to God and mankind. The war was over. That war was over when Christ was born. That holy seed, that righteous seed, the seed of Abraham was finally born into the earth. Jehovah, let's turn to Psalms 23. I like Psalms 23. I heard this as I was reading it, and I hadn't ever heard this, but I liked it. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake." For his name's sake, exchanging of names. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." He is your Jehovah Rohi. He's your shepherd. And I like this. It says, "The shepherd anoints the sheep with oil." A literal shepherd takes those sheep and anoints them with oil. And you can imagine all the wool that's on that sheep, how much oil he's got to put on there. It's kind of funny, but it says, he does that to keep the flies away. Satan, the devil, he's known as the Lord of flies. Does that paint a picture for you? You are anointed. We are anointed by God to keep the devil out of our pasture. These cows, and horses, they fight these flies with their tails, constantly nagging them, biting them. God has given us the anointing, His power to keep the devil out of our lives. Amen? And He's given it, and He's sealed that covenant by the blood of Jesus Christ that we have the right to use that name. That's what a shepherd does. That's what Jesus did. He came to destroy the works of the devil. Amen? And through that anointing, it don't just remove a burden. It destroys the burden, the yoke. And He's our Jehovah Sitkanu. He's my righteousness. I have right standing with God right in the way in that covenant. Because that's where we stand. We stand in the blood. And He's your Jehovah Shema. He is the Lord. He is there. He is there. Jehovah Shema. I am there. That's out of Hebrews 13:5. You don't have to turn there, but I want to take you to Matthew. Exchanging of names here. Matthew 1:21. Mary, she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. We heard that name Jesus last night, did we not, girls, ladies? We were at the Graves Church last night. They had a board meeting and just a little time of worship. And Glenn Stahl was in from Mexico, and he was fired up. He was just fired up, and he was getting the name of Jesus out there. The name of Jesus. People are hungry for Jesus. And he was hungry. He's going back to Mexico and going to see the power of God manifested out there mightily in Mexico. Go to Philippians chapter 2. Philippians 2. This is the name of Jesus. Jehovah saves. That's what his name, that's what the name Jesus means in the Old Testament, the Old Covenant. Jesus, Jehovah saves. Philippians 2, 9 and 10. Therefore God has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and those on the earth and those under the earth. That's the banner that we're under, the name of Jesus. Every knee is going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess. Guess what? We've confessed him before that. We're not going to have to confess him then. We're just going to be under his banner. And we'll be at his feet, at the feet of Jesus. One more for the name of Jesus. Look in the book of Acts. This is what we're supposed to act like. Under that banner, amen? Acts 4. Acts chapter 4, verses 12. Father, we thank you that we have the right and authority to be under the name of Jesus. Acts 4, verse 12. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. There's no other way to God the Father. There's no other way except Jesus. He is the way. He is the truth. And He is the life. Shannon sang about Him this morning. I'm here to shout about Him this morning. Amen. We have the name of Jesus. We have all those promises right there. What does the blood of Jesus say to us? What is it saying? What is it speaking to us? What do you need it to say to you? He told Moses, I am that I am, when Moses asked him, how will I do this? How will I go speak to this people? What will I say? What will I do? God says, I am that I am. Don't worry about my name. You trust me, Moses. You speak for me. And then God showed him some things. What's the blood of Jesus say to you? You're justified, Tammy. Just if you have never sinned, you're justified. Justified, never sinned. You're redeemed, Ruthie. You are redeemed from the curse of the law. You have been set free. You're redeemed from negative words people may say about you. You're redeemed. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed. You're redeemed. What does the blood of Jesus say? You have peace. You have peace. Peace. The peace of God. Storms of life in your way, you have peace. The peace of God. What does it say to us? What does the blood of Jesus say to us? You are God's property. I like that. You are God's property. No trespassing, devil. I am God's property. Put your signpost out. On the north, south, east, and the west of your property. I'm talking spiritual now. I'm God's property. Satan, get your hand off of fill in the blank. I'm God's property. You are cleansed by the blood of Jesus. You have been cleansed. Washed by the Word of God. Cleansed by that Word. Sanctified. Redeemed. To do what? To have the victory. We have the victory. In the name of Jesus. All that you need. All that you are. All that He has is yours. And that blood is saying you have the victory. Revelation 12:11. Says they overcame him. Talking about the evil one. The wicked one. The devil. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. And by the word of their testimony.